On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have an exclusive interview with a very talented musician, Bryce Soderbergh of Lifehouse. How are you doing?
Man, I am fantastic. Thanks for having me on this.
Man, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show and do a quick interview. I really, really appreciate it.
For sure. It's interesting because I've done a few podcasts in my life, and I looked at what you were doing. I'm like, man, he's got a cool podcast. So this sounds like the right move.
Thank you. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. I actually, You know, just a side note, I actually started podcasting when I was 16 years old in 2010. So before podcasting was like kind of cool and trendy. So like, you know, but I kind of stopped. So now I'm getting back into it. But yeah, I love podcasting, and you know, I love the having these opportunities to interview, you know, musicians or people that I've looked up to and that have made an impact on my life. And like I told you on Instagram, you know, just, you know, Lifehouse and your music and so many other musicians have helped me during my mental health journey in life. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a very surreal yet awesome moment when I'm able to have a conversation with someone that's a part of, you know, something that helped me during rough times.
And that means the world. And I'm always down to talk mental health with anybody. You know, I come from, you know, a childhood. I'm not saying I'm a victim now, but I've done a lot of work on my mental health over the years. I've had my ups and downs, and I've been a fan of music myself. I still am, and I get inspired and healed by music, which I think is a, you know, a direct connection to source, so to speak. And yeah, man, I'm always down to talk to people that have, you know, gone through journeys or just want to rock out.
Yeah, so. I respect that so much. I gotta ask you, So early music influences, like what bands or artists really made you say to yourself, okay, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Victoria, BC, and right when I turned 11 years old, it was the early 90s, and we could hear Seattle radio stations from where we were, because it was just across the water. Okay. So I grew up listening to like all these bands coming out during the Seattle grunge scene, like Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam. That was like, and before then I'd always been playing guitar and stuff, but I never really branched out into having influence. It was like just my guitar teacher showing me stuff. But you know, my first concert was Weird Al, and he blew my mind. You know, I loved Weird Al.
Oh, he's so talented.
Yeah. As a kid, yeah, you know, like because he's funny, and not many bands came over to the island. I grew up on Vancouver Island, and then I, you know, after that I became a jazz nerd and played jazz and traveled all over. Went to Cuba with my high school jazz band. Went to Toronto, and I thought that would be my path because I just loved jazz. And when I came to LA when I was 19, I kind of got into the 80s scene. I wanted to follow the paths of like Nikki Sixx and Duff because they were 19. They moved from Seattle, went to LA, and just found their bands, found their families. And I really, you know, won the jackpot when I met Lifehouse. It was like the second, you know, big audition that I'd had. Like AM Radio was my band before, and then the Lifehouse thing just kind of was, you know, winning the jackpot. My 20s were amazing. So,
and that was around 2004, right?
Yeah, I remember getting a call from Ricky in March 2004. They just were working on the Yellow record, and he was like, "Man, I guess they liked my photo online because I was playing a Rickenbacker."
Okay.
and so he's like, "Yeah, come down and jam with us." And I went to the first day I was going to meet with them, and Rick's car got stolen. And we canceled the rehearsal. So I thought like, oh, they're making up an excuse. They're not into me. But no, it was really quick. We had a couple jams and they asked me to be a member. And yeah, 2004 was when we started. I started with them.
That must have been so surreal.
Yeah.
Know, just to get that call.
You know, it's funny. I was going through, and we've told this story a few times. I was going through like spring cleaning or whatever, winter cleaning. Mm. And I found an old chart of me learning how to play Hanging by a Moment in my music school.
Wow.
And yeah, it was hilarious because I was a fan, you know, I was a fan of the first record and Hanging. And, you know, it was pretty surreal to be a part of that. And, you know, stepping into the big leagues like that, I'm lucky I got to cut my teeth with a couple of baby bands and just step into this really cool thing with really cool guys.
Yeah, definitely. But my question to that is, you know, going from that transition, did you feel that pressure because you're going in, you know, you're now in a, you know, a big band who's had multiple smash hits, you know, before prior joining the band? Like, did you feel any pressure, or were you like, no, I got this?
It's so interesting, and that's a great question. Like, I look back, I was so hungry, and I went all in, like, no plan B on this thing. Like, I could have gone back to college because I wanted to be a psych major. Like, I wanted to be a counselor or a therapist. But, you know, I just went all in, and when I got that gig, it was almost like, you know, when you step on stage, you become a different role. Like, it just felt natural, and they made me feel at home right out of the gate too. Like,
yeah,
they believed in me right out of the gate. And so I think that goes to say, like, if you're working with people and you make them feel good about what they do, you're going to get like 10 times more result out of them. And it felt natural to me. I mean, it was a big shift going from, you know, being in a 15 passenger van and playing clubs to, you know, playing arenas in a bus. And yeah, it was a nice little shift, and
definitely,
I tried to adapt.
I can only imagine, but that's awesome. I mean, you definitely deserved it. So when you obviously, you know, joined Lifehouse, you know, was there like a defining moment after joining, or a little bit before, like, oh shit, like I can actually turn my dream, or, you know, what I want to do in life into a reality. Like, this is really becoming like a thing. Like, this is really starting to manifest into a reality.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of manifestation came from when I moved down to LA and just met so many good people. But as it was happening, because you and me started taking off, like we were touring all over the country, like playing radio stations, doing the schlep, and then it just blew up. And so I kind of feel like I got to experience a band kind of breaking again, like in a sense, because we went from playing, you know, clubs to arenas really quickly because the song did so well. And, you know, the band was no longer dubbed One Hit Wonders. And so I kind of really adapted to it, you know, and it was so such a blur because we were so young and we were doing so much. I think like over the years, I just learned to like really look back and appreciate and be like, holy crap, like that was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, you guys did amazing things. I mean, the music, I mean, not only just the smash hits and the hits that everybody knows, but, you know, just if you listen to, you know, every song on all the albums, that's great music, you know.
Yeah.
All talented musicians. And I have so much respect for you guys.
Thanks,
yeah, of course. So I have to ask you also, when you did join Lifehouse, or maybe a little bit after, or at the beginning, did you ever receive, I'm sure you received some advice, but did you receive like some really good advice from maybe like a fellow musician in the industry or an executive, or you don't have to name the name if you don't want to, but like something that resonates with you to this day?
Yeah. A couple of things. One is at the time I had my own solo project going on and I was so torn because it was like this bulletproof gig that I could dive into, but I'd have to really give up this thing that I've been working on. And I'll never forget, my girlfriend at the time took me to this fortune teller or the tarot card reader, and she read my tarot cards. I'm like, oh, this is hocus pocus, whatever. But at the end of it, she said, either decision that you make is the right decision. And then I just followed my gut. So that was a complete stranger giving me advice. But I think over the years, it was, you know, getting advice from, you know, crew guys that had been in the industry for years and years, when I'm just like some green kid playing bass on stage. You know, some of them were giving me good advice on how to like show up and have my shit together and not look like an idiot. And sometimes they call you out with tough love. And, but I mean, I gotta give the big door opening credit to Rivers Cuomo, the singer of Weezer, because my first band AM Radio before Lifehouse was managed by Rivers, and he picked me to join that band. And that opened the door to have me, you know, get all the opportunity to get the exposure and the experience to be, you know, called by the Lifehouse guys.
That is crazy. I did not know that. And coincidentally, I interviewed Scott Schreiner of Weezer earlier today.
Scott's my mentor.
Really?
He's literally my mentor. Yeah, we've been friends since 2002. And I call him when I need advice, and I call him when I'm, you know, screwing up, and I'm like, hey, I need help. He's one of the nicest dudes.
Yeah, he's so nice and genuine. And it's funny because I went to a, you know, a Weezer concert, you know, in 2014 or something like that. I was like 19 years old. And, you know, it was crazy just because, you know, Weezer's been around for so long. I mean, the Weezer album came out the year I was born in 94. So
94.
It was crazy just seeing like the mix of like people like my age and generation, and then you see like a little bit like the older generation, which is kind of cool. It's like a cool vibe and scene, I think.
Yeah, and younger, like they just did that tour with Fall Out Boy and
I know
Green Day and stadiums, and you know they're still loved because he's, you know, he's a great songwriter, and
yeah,
you know, they have a hard-earned legacy.
I feel like he's like an underrated songwriter, like at least to my, you know.
Well, Weezer fans will beg to differ because they praise the crap out of it.
Oh yeah, of course. But I feel like the media and like, you know, just the music industry doesn't, you know, give him his flowers like he deserves.
Dude, I hear that.
Yeah.
1000. Yeah.
So what are you currently working on right now?
You know, I never thought I'd kind of be at this place. It's such a boutique situation because. Mm-hmm. You know, Lifehouse, we were doing a lot of one-off gigs over the last 5 years, just flying out, playing, you know, a fair or a festival, and then going home, you know, and that was nice. I got to, you know, live at the beach and just chill. And then randomly during COVID, because we were supposed to go on tour with the Goo Goo Dolls over COVID, and
oh, wow.
That kind of blew up. Yeah, and I wound up going home and helping out my parents with their business. That was like going through a bit of a challenge. I was the hot tub guy there for 5 months. It was the best thing ever, man. I got to get close to my parents. But
that's awesome.
To sum things up, we did this random gig at Dockweiler Beach in 2021, my birthday, April 10th. And I'm like, oh, who are some great musicians I could just jam with and, you know, kind of bring some light to some people and make some money for some crew guys that are struggling. And we played the show at Dockweiler, and like 500 people showed up, and I invited Ben Carey, who's the old guitar player like us. He was with us for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And one of my best friends, Toby Rand from Rockstar Supernova, he jams with some of the guys in Excess too. He's a terrific frontman. And we wound up having this stage high from that show where we realized we had to keep things going. And I live in Vegas now, and we're playing all over the world doing these corporate shows that are, and private shows that are so fun. Like we play covers, you know, we'll do a couple Lifehouse songs here and there, but it's just a blast. Like we just meet really good people and make some money and have fun. So, I mean, it's a nice little step away from, you know, writing and having pressures of promotion and stuff. It's just performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That sounds like a good gig to me, honestly.
Yeah, it's called Radio XX, and it's a phenomenal thing, and we have a residency at the Cosmopolitan here in Las Vegas too. So.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's my little shameless self promotion.
Ah, no, it's not shameless at all. yeah. Bryce, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking to you. And honestly, I wish you the most success and happiness in 2023, and keep killing it, man.
Dude, likewise. And thanks for having me on, and good luck to you and your endeavors and everything coming up.
Thank you so much, Bryce. Have a good night.
You too, my man.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT. Pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT.